Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty. Hello, 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 hello to all my freedom-loving friends out there. You guys are terrifying people. You should know this, right? You guys, and I include myself in this, right? We the people, we are a terrifying group of monsters. We actually believe in things like free speech, free elections, fairness, honesty, that our government's accountable to us, that they're not tyrants. Just generally, we're all terrible people. So I'm glad to be one of the terrible people. I'm glad to be here with you, and I'm feeling pretty good today, but I am more than a little bit fuzzy. Let me tell you why I'm fuzzy. I've been watching more and more people just dropping dead, collapsing, health issues, seizures, you name it. Just all the things that are occurring from these death shots. These death shots that they still aren't telling the truth about. Why is that? I'm going to make a crazy, crazy prediction here. I've said this a few times, and I stand by it. The vaccines that aren't vaccines are actually bioweapons, more on that in a second, have always been and will continue to be the ultimate check against Donald Trump's return to the presidency. So we have a corrupt DOD trying to make some charges stick. We have a corrupt January 6th committee trying to make some charges stick. We have everything in the world that they can do to try and ensure that Donald Trump cannot get back to the presidency. That said, the one card that they haven't fully played yet is the Operation Warp Speed card. Now, my prediction is this. These jabs that were created well before Donald Trump was president, we have solid, solid evidence on this now. It seems like it's very strong evidence. The patent from Moderna on the spike protein was done, I believe, in 2016. That's who was president then? Let me see. I believe that was done towards the end of the Obama era. Well, let's leave that at that. So the Moderna spike protein patent was there. We have PCR tests and other such things. We have all sorts of things that were done for COVID-19 way, way, way before Donald Trump had ever heard of it. All these different things occurring with and through Anthony Fauci and our Defense Department and the crooks that were really intricately involved with the creation of the disease and also the poison that's not a cure. By that, I'm of course referring to the quote unquote vaccines. But this stuff has been in place for quite some time. And I believe this whole thing really was meant to be a true ultimate protection against the return of the Donald. What do I mean? Well, as you recall, back in 2020, when this horrible, horrible disease that was created in the Chinese bio lab with the US DOD and EcoHealth Alliance and funded by Anthony Fauci came out, and it was killing, well, not really, it wasn't killing too many people. The lack of treatment and the hospital protocols that were actually designed to kill people was killing people. But this disease came out and wasn't really killing people, but they claimed it was. So it was scaring everybody. And Donald Trump jumped into action. He said, well, we need a cure. We need something. What do we do? And Anthony Fauci says, oh, well, we need a vaccine. Of course, Anthony Fauci knew full well that they already had a vaccine. And the fact that Moderna had a vaccine candidate in 3 days is, I think, fairly telling. It's like, hey, we need something. Oh, well, it just so happens that we have a vaccine for this new disease that nobody knew was coming. Okay. So they create this vaccine. They lie to Trump, tell him that we did it in, record time because you, Mr. President, you pulled out all the stops. You pushed us really quick. And then they tried to convince everybody that, Yeah, Donald Trump did this because he pulled out all the stops. He was fast, right? He pulled all this. Well, I think that what's going to happen here, and before anybody says this, listen, I'm aware that there's been back and forth on who they were going to give credit to for this. You know, Biden comes in and he starts trying to take credit for these. I don't even believe that was real. Okay, so I think they were trying to play to Trump's ego. I think they wanted him to say, no, it's mine, it's mine. They needed Trump to talk about the vaccines being his as much and as often as he could, right? Even though they were created before him, I think this whole thing was to bait him. So Trump did. And you got to understand something. I'm going to tell you guys, I think Donald Trump was a great, great president, probably one of the best presidents we've had in many, many decades. He really, truly did believe in America and the American people, loved what he did for our country and for many, many things. If there was one thing that he did that I have a problem with, it's these jabs. Okay. And I think he was baited into it. I think the whole thing was a setup, much like everything else. But Donald Trump was surrounded by snakes. I think he was surrounded by more snakes when he was in office than any other person on the planet. I think that some of his closest, quote unquote, friends, advisors, people close to him were crooks and snakes and liars. I think there was manipulation on a level that no one's ever seen. And frankly, I think that given the fact that Donald Trump is a human being, he did more than probably anybody else on the planet could have in the situation he was given. Now, he's not a doctor, not a scientist. He's a businessman and a heck of a leader. So what happened was, is these guys who were doctors and scientists and convinced him that he could trust them, well, they convinced him to move ahead with this. He did. He took credit for it. They baited him into continuing to take credit for it. And they knew that coming up, when this jab started killing everybody, that they were going to say, well, that's Donald Trump's fault. Operation Warp Speed, he made us bypass these safety protocols. He made us bypass this. He made us bypass that. That is what I think they were going to do. I think that was always the final stopgap. Well, now we see something that was absolutely always going to come out, the fact that the jabs are killing everybody. These are the most dangerous injection on the planet. This goes back, I think the last time we had anything this dangerous that people were putting in their veins was, I don't know, I think they were using like mercury or something way back when. I don't know. They used to give people all sorts of shots of poison. And it was before medical science had developed far enough to convince people that they were safe and effective. And despite the fact that they were actually killing people. Operation Warp Speed, right? Operation Warp Speed. This is what we got. This is what everybody's saying. This is the stopgap. It's the ultimate check. You know, the globalists, the CCP, they cannot have another Donald Trump presidency. They don't want it. So now they're going to try and lay this at his feet. I've been saying this for a while, and I'm going to say it again. And with due respect to the president, you know, the real president, the guy who got the election stolen from him, he was wrong on this. He got duped. And I think he really needs to come out and talk about this. I'm praying that he does. I couldn't support this guy any more than I do. But the reality is that this is a disaster. It was a setup. It was a setup from the beginning. And he needs to come out and say to the MAGA nation, ladies and gents, these guys lied to me. Here's how it happened. He's got to quit saying this was safe and effective and look what I did. It's a disaster. I don't know what psychopath is still telling him that that's a good idea, but it's terrible. It's terrible. He needs to come out and own this quick and get ahead of it, because ultimately this garbage about January 6th and all this other garbage, his people are going to support him through that. He's only going to grow in popularity through that. It's only going to get better from that. But the one thing that the MAGA nation does not like are these jabs. The Make American Free people, the Make America Great crowd, we do not do not and will not support this. We can't. It kills our families. It's killing our children. It's killing everyone. So we need the Donald to do what he's always done, to lead. We need him to lead. We need him to stand out. We need him to be the strong leader he has always been, a guy who's willing to punch back. We know he was lied to. And by the way, you know, I'm no political consultant, but if Donald Trump were to come out and talk about being lied to about these jabs, I think that would change the narrative for him quite a bit, real, real quick. I think that the narrative, you know, that Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that. Imagine Donald Trump coming out and talking about the death jabs, about Anthony Fauci, about the setup, about the swamp, right? This is where the issue is. There has always been a problem with our DOD and the people that are behind this. This swamp, this horrible, horrible swamp of people in the intelligence community, they have no accountability. There's no transparency. We can't FOIA information about our intelligence community. It's hidden. It's always hidden from us. Everything about it's hidden. So if you want to know what's happening, well, you aren't going to find it there. So they hide this. Obama, before he left office, replaced most of the top brass at the Pentagon and in the intel community with his people. That was the swamp. That was always the swamp. Those guys have ties to Fauci and the CDC, and that's where a lot of our bioweapons, bio this, bio that occur. These guys did what they did intentionally. They knew what they were doing, and I absolutely think that this is going to come back around. We have got to get ahead of this. The MAGA Nation's got to get ahead of this, because we can't have another rhino or another scumbag Democrat in the office in 2024. Now, yeah, I know we got to deal with election fraud that's happening on a massive, massive scale, and that's another issue, and we got to talk about that. But with regards to the death jab, the Donald's got to come out on it. I just don't know what else to say. He needs to lead on this. He needs to get ahead of it. And think of the positive press that he would get in the MAGA world. Think what he could do if he would come out and tell us, who was lying to you, Donald? Who? Which of your advisors were lying to you? And if you think they weren't lying to you, well, I got a bridge to sell you, right? I don't know who or what promoted this, but what I do know is even if there were some people who were good, honest advisors back at the time that were promoting this, if you're still telling the Donald that this is worth promoting, you are a snake or an idiot. It's just that simple. I don't care. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know who's whispering in his ear. It is absolutely unacceptable. It is wrong on a moral level, and it's wrong, period. We should also talk about the bioweapon nature of this whole thing, right? The bioweapon. What? Bioweapon? That sounds conspiratorial. Well, it is a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory, though. At this point, there's no question. We know that the Department of Defense was aware that Fauci was funding through EcoHealth Alliance the development of SARS-CoV-2 in the Wuhan lab. Everybody on the planet is aware that the Wuhan lab is tied to the Chinese bioweapons program. Everybody also knows that China's been talking about using bioweapons against the U.S. since the 90s. It's an incredible mechanism for destabilizing a nation. That plus the propaganda, plus the elections, plus everything else, all part of the war on America. This isn't conspiracy theory. We've got the paperwork. We've got it in court. Not that the court seemed to care, but we know what's going on here. This stuff was developed in a lab. It was developed intentionally. Now, I've got some wonderful, wonderful people who are talking about the specific nature of SARS-CoV-2. You know, what is it specifically? Is there technology involved? Is there virus? Is there this? Is there that? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't even care, right? What I know is something came out of that lab that's killing people. That's what I know. What precisely it is irrelevant to me. Something came out of that lab that's killing people. More importantly, at the time it came out of the lab, it appears now that they had also developed the accompanying, what they're calling, a vaccine. It's not a vaccine, okay? It doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't help you to get over it. It doesn't make it less severe. All this has came out now. You can look at the CDC and FDA, DHHS in general. Even they're admitting this. It does not do anything. In fact, this scumbag piece of trash that was out on CNN all over the place, Leanna Wen, I think that's how you say her name, is now even admitting that she's a liar and a scumbag. Well, she is. I'm going to tell you guys more about that on the other side of the break, but right now I want to ask for your help and support. Go to tomrenz.com, support the show. We've got a couple sponsors up there, some wonderful people, BH-PM. They sell gold. If you haven't bought gold, you probably need it. And they also sell silver, other precious metals. Great, great thing. Tell them Tom Renz sent you. You'll support the show. If I make money, the reason I need to make the money is my money goes towards helping in this fight. That's what I do. It funds lawyers. It funds support. It keeps me going. So please support us there. We got Nugenix. We've got, of course, MyPillow. When you support our sponsors, you support the fight. Sign up for my Substack there as well. You can go to renz-law.com or tomrenz.com. Sign up for my Substack, tomrenz.substack.com. Put out truth. We put out whatever we can put out there. You won't get it anywhere else, but we need people to support this stuff because it's what keeps the lights on. It's what keeps the fight going. And if you want us fighting for your freedom, we need your support. We'll be back right after a couple messages.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe. Air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. We know you because we are you. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. We are America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, welcome back, my friends. So, listen, this bioweapon that was lied about endlessly. By the way, I love, and I just tweeted out a thing about Tucker Carlson. He had a little blurb where he was talking about this lying crook, Leanna Wen, who was talking about how we need to make sure that, you know, you can't be free if you're unvaccinated because freedom only applies to vaccinated people, according to her. Well, now we're admitting and seeing admissions that, you know, per the CDC, you get vaxxed, get COVID. Get vaxxed, die from COVID. That's what's happening, right? You want to get COVID. I said this in the summer of 2021. It's the fastest way to get COVID, get the jab. You want to have COVID, get the jab. You want to die from COVID, get the jab. Everybody said I was nuts. Everybody said I was crazy. Everybody said I was a conspiracy theorist, except I was right. Huh, go figure. Well, by the way, that's why you need to listen to the show. We're almost always right. We really are. And the reason for that is that we actually do some homework and we don't lie and, you know, things like that. Just crazy stuff. So going back to what this crook said, he said, the crisis of the unvaxxed. Well, you know, I've got Anthony Fauci talking about it being a crisis of the unvaxxed. Meanwhile, I have a document from Project Salus, and this is in 2021, by the way, a ways back, that said that the military knew, this is a Department of Defense document, military knew 60% of new cases or new hospitalizations were in the fully vaxxed, and 71% of new cases were in the fully vaxxed. This was way back then. They have not stopped lying, right? The bioweapons nature of this is a really critical thing. What do I mean by that? Well, what's a bioweapon? Biological weapons are weapons that are created in the lab, and they start or include biological agents that are modified and altered and changed in a way to make them more virulent, more dangerous, more whatever, whatever, right? Well, when EcoHealth Alliance, with funding from Anthony Fauci, went to a Chinese bio lab and showed them how to make things more dangerous, what is that, right? Now, there's a lot of talk about the potential, you know, was there any tech involved? I hear this a lot. And I don't disagree. I mean, it's possible. Who knows? So are you going to tell me the people who would create a bioweapon in the Chinese Communist Party biolab wouldn't include other nefarious items in it? I think that's insane. I mean, they haven't stopped lying to us once. Why would they have an issue with lying again? So I don't know what all's in this, right? I don't. Neither does anybody else other than the people who built it. What we do know is that this was created in a lab, and it's killed lots of people. And, well, really not coincidentally, at the same time they're creating this virus, they create this supposed vaccine. Okay? And by the way, please quit. I don't need any more emails or messages about, is it a virus? Is it a bioweapon? I don't care what you call it. You know, listen, I'm not trying to be Peter McCullough, Robert Malone type people. I don't care. What it is something that got out and killed people. And it got out probably because they put it out. But that's another story. Vaccine's just as bad as if not worse, than whatever got out of that lab. And it was created at the same time, and I believe it was intentional. Now, these vaccines, these things, you know, they were kill shots. They were always meant to be kill shots. Maybe not meant to be, but they were never even close to safe. You know, you've got a gene therapy product. There has never been a true gene therapy product on the market like this. The mRNA platform wasn't there. If you go back, we got all sorts of talking about the fact that these big vaccine pharmaceutical company types, you know, they're fretting for years. They couldn't get anyone to take part in clinical trials on gene therapies and gene altering techniques and things like that. Well, geez, I wonder why. I mean, yeah, I want people to tinker with my genome. That sounds like a great idea, except for that's what's happening to everybody on the planet right now if they got these jabs. Your genes are being screwed with. Now, to what extent? I don't know. Is it permanent? I don't know. What I do know is that both Pfizer and Moderna have admitted in SEC filings that mRNA is a gene therapy. Gene therapy is a new thing. And by the way, gene therapies are not vaccines. Vaccines and gene therapies are different things. They're different under the law. They're different, period. They're just calling this a vaccine so that they can get away with getting it approved and potentially having the liability immunity that goes with being a vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. Okay, these are gene therapy bioweapons. These are dangerous, dangerous products. They're killing people, maiming people, and causing untold chaos. And as I said before, they're also the ultimate weapon to try and keep the Donald out, because as Donald is making progress, they're going to say, well, it's his fault. It's his fault. He made us do it. It's a lie, but, you know. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about these bioweapons. You create, my understanding, because I have some friends in the intelligence community and elsewhere, is that when biological weapons development and research is done, you generally create the cure at the same time you create the disease. The reason is that if your soldiers have to go into something, you want them to be able to handle this, right? Now, I think that's an interesting thing, because on one side, you have the creation of SARS-CoV-2, and on the other side, you have the creation of the jab. But the jab didn't actually end up being a cure. It ended up being something worse in the beginning. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I guess if you think about this, really, you have SARS-CoV-2 out there. Well, SARS-CoV-2 wasn't really dangerous. Early treatment, you got 99.9% recovery rate for most people. I mean, it's just not a big deal. So they really didn't have to do much to tinker with cures. Plus, you know, ivermectin, HCQ, all these things, they knew that worked. They knew that worked from the beginning. So I don't know that they had to worry too much about the cure. I think the real danger has always been these jabs. Now, that's not to say that people didn't die from COVID. There were a lot of people dying early on. But they were dying because they were denied early treatment or because they were given bad treatment. We'll do a whole segment, a whole show on the remdesivir and hospital protocols, all that stuff coming up, because, you know, that absolutely did kill more people than I can count. So with that being said, you know, what's going on here? What's going on? This vaccine, however, the vaccine is what's going on, all right? The vaccine. When the vaccine comes out and they start giving that to people, there's no recovering from that. We don't know how to get that out of you, right? Once your genes are screwed with, what do we do to undo that? How do we un-therapy your genes, right? How do we un-modify your genes? I mean, they can't modify them properly, so how do you unmodify them? Plus, what else is going in yet? We don't know. So these vaccines were designed and are just plain kill shots. I think it's a ridiculous thing. We gotta stop these. I'm really just heartbroken over the whole thing. So anyways, moving on. I think I've beat this horse almost to death. I think there's a lot more to be said on it, and we'll just keep talking about these in the days to come. But you know, for right now, I'm just praying that the Donald comes out and talks about this. Let's talk about Arizona. Arizona. Oh, boy. Well, so Carrie Lake, they threw her case out, and I'm going to be writing a full rundown on this coming up. I've got to go through the case and find detail. I'm going to write exactly what I think as a lawyer about the ruling. I think it was garbage. I think it was tripe. This was a very strong case, and I think this is nothing less than the abdication of the constitutional duty of the courts to deal with, you know, these sorts of issues. If the role of the courts is not to apply the law to the facts in a given situation, what is it? What is it? They've abdicated in that role. Or in this case, I mean, they just outright didn't do it. They acted like they were and didn't. Kerry Lake's case is indisputable. How do you come back with 42% of the ballots looking fishy and the court says, eh, nothing to see here? 42%, I believe, was the number that they gave. The court just didn't want to change this. Now, I don't know. Did this guy get death threats? Did he get paid off? I don't know what happened. I don't know. I cannot see any sort of a reason or mechanism by which a judge or lawyer could look at this and say that this was acceptable. I don't get it. Maybe I'm wrong. It's possible. But it certainly is difficult to imagine that with the number of issues in this election and the amount of fraud and malfeasance and misfeasance that occurred, that a court could credibly say, oh, no, this was okay. This didn't meet the standard necessary for us to ask for the election to be redone. What's got to happen? What's got to happen? You know, I mean, do people have to stand outside the election offices with guns and threaten people if they don't vote the right way? I mean, it's unbelievable what's occurred here, because nothing that occurred was legal. You have the person overseeing the election, Katie Hobbs, running in the election, threatening officials, doing all sorts of nonsense. You've got her censoring her opponent. You've got just an immense amount of nonsense occurring here. Maricopa County, the guys running the election had a pack against Kerry Lake. Now, that doesn't necessarily provide evidence of fraud, but that, with the massive number of bad votes, the fact that chain of custody and the votes wasn't managed, they broke all these laws. These guys are going to say that there's nothing to see here? I'm sorry, but if the courts are going to allow this to go on, then there is no case that you can file in Arizona, no matter what happens. I mean, I guess what the court's saying is that maybe the Republicans in 2024 should just cheat because the Democrats can. Or does this only apply for when the Democrats cheat? Is this outcome based, right? The Democrats can cheat, but the Republicans can't? What's going on here? This is, like I said, when you start talking about people being disenfranchised at a level of 40%+, when you start talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes being either not counted or fake or whatever, and the court's going to say, nope, nothing to see here. What that court really said was, we will not hear an election case no matter how much fraud occurs. We don't care how much fraud occurs. We don't care what happens. As long as the outcome is something we're okay with, we're not going to do anything about it. I don't know what to say about this. I mean, I view this as an absolute just abdication of duty, of our duty as jurists in this. I think it's absolutely abhorrent. I'm very glad that I cannot practice in Arizona. I'm not licensed there, because I'd be ashamed to practice there. If this is the kind of nonsense they have coming out of the courts, it's an absolute embarrassment. It's really, really, and I think that we, the people, need to really start looking at the possibility of supporting reform in the judicial system. Now, I don't know how you get that done, since Arizona passed laws that explicitly told the courts that they have to, you know, take a look at these election fraud cases. Those laws couldn't have been more explicit, yet this judge just ignored them. Just outright ignored them. I mean, the ruling is nonsensical. In my opinion, I don't think this is a sensible ruling in any way, shape, or form. I don't think there's any way that you can get to this ruling using any sort of real logic or sense or principles of law, for that matter. But we got it anyways. So now I'm looking forward to Kerry's appeal. We're going to get more into the election, a lot more into the election in the coming days. Like I said, I'm going to be writing something on it. I want to really kind of go through and It's hard for me to imagine that any ruling could have been worse than Mark Fincham's ruling. But, well, every now and then people find a way to shock me and one-up themselves in their nonsense. So really the most important next step here, I think, is that Carrie appeal this. I'm glad she's going to do that. I pray for her team to continue doing the job that they're doing, which is an incredibly good job. And I pray that the higher courts are a little more honest than this court, because I frankly find this court's actions to be abhorrent. I think that they are an egregious abdication of their duty. I think that we really, someone needs to hire some serious, serious, hardcore private investigators to look and see what happened here. Because something seems to have happened behind the scenes. You can't get to this ruling any other way, in my opinion. I just don't see it. And I know that's a very strong opinion, but it's my opinion. And unless I miss something, we still have a First Amendment here, so I'm allowed to comment on these sorts of things. And, well, that's what you tune in for, is to listen to me ramble and to comment, right? So, by the way, last few days, I kind of had a little bit of a cold setting in. I run outside. It's cold. It's nasty out. And, you know, you get that sinusy gunk. Well, let me tell you something. I am glad to say that I have some Cofix on hand. I used it. Cofix is a nasal cleaner. It cleans your sinuses out. And if you buy it and you use America Out Loud as a code, you get a discount, or you can click on the banner ad. But it cleans your sinuses out. And, you know, I'd like to tell you, I think that even though I've only been doing it a few days, I mean, instead of getting worse, it's, you know, kind of hit in for a day or so and seems to be quite a bit better. You know, you wash your hands to keep germs down. If they're growing in your sinuses, if you're getting a sinus, why not wash the thing that, you know, that's full of the germs, right? So clean it out. Never thought I would be into this, but I really like the idea. And ultimately, I don't have time to be sick. I just never have time to be sick. I have too many bad guys to fight. So please check out Cofix. Click on the banner ad. Tell them America Out Loud sent you. And we will be right back.
All right. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
So one of my great heroes in life is Rush Limbaugh. I started listening to Rush, well before I was involved with politics. I learned more from politics or about politics from Rush than probably anywhere else. And I was a kid when he first hit the scene, and I listened to him for years. And I'll say in all honesty that one of the things that I wish most in life was that I would have had a chance to meet him. I don't get into the whole celebrity thing. I don't care about celebrities. I don't care who you are. Don't care really about anything other than what you do. But if there's ever been a guy that I really would have loved to have met, that I really admired, it was Rush. You know, as I start this whole talk radio type bit and I'm getting this thing going, I think a lot about Rush, and I think how talented he was. I'm not even in his universe of talent, but I really admire that talent. I hope that, you know, I can continue to get better technically as a broadcaster, bring you guys better shows and do better things, and someday honor his legacy by continuing to push truth. Never at his level. I'll never get there. But in my own way, right? Well, Rush changed America. He changed the world in many, many ways. And yeah, I hope to pay tribute to him every time I have the opportunity. I just saw an article out there from his brother talking about faith. And one of the things, if you listen to Rush over time, you listened to, particularly towards the end of his life, I think his show really, really focused a lot more on the faith aspects of his existence. And, you know, I'm just saying that as a listener. Again, I didn't know him. I have no special insight. But I thought that was a really interesting thing. It's an important thing, too. You know, I mean, I talk about faith here. You know, it's pretty central to my life. I fail to live it all the time. I mean, I'm nowhere near perfect, but it's really an important aspect of my life. You know, I try. And yeah, one of the things that I think is interesting is I saw this article about David Limbaugh, Rush's brother, talking a little bit about his journey to faith. And I like to arm you guys with different things, different thoughts, different arguments. So I want to arm you with something related to this. So you go to law school. When you go to law school, they teach you to argue from different perspectives. You want to be able to understand different points of view and all sorts of other things. One of the things that they really try to do right now, which is abhorrent to me, but part of the brainwashing that all colleges participate in, is they try and teach you to support this kind of concept of moral relativism. Moral relativism is garbage, but moral relativism is also one of the most important things you can understand if you want to prove that there's God. What? Okay, so let me be clear. God created us and asked us to have faith. If you could see him, there'd be no faith and there'd be no free will because you wouldn't choose to believe in him. God also created us with free will, right? He created us with freedom to choose the most important question of our existence, which is whether to believe in him or not. So faith. So faith is always a choice. And so when I talk about proof related to faith, understand that it's actually evidence. There'll never be proof. But, you know, I know God, I trust God. And one of the things that you have to understand about God is that he does offer evidence if you're willing to see it. And I think moral relativism is one of the most important pieces of evidence we have. What? Okay, well, let me explain that. Moral relativism? Yeah. So moral relativism means that morality is relative, right? So my truth, my reality, I believe this is right for me. There are no absolute right and wrongs in a moral relativist. Anytime that there is an absolute in morality, that's counter to the doctrine of moral relativism. Because for moral relativism to be true, that means there can't be any moral constants. There is no right or wrong. This is why the left and these monsters that want destabilized nations and destabilized families keep pushing it. Because if there's no right or wrong, you just got chaos. Well, here's the deal. For moral relativism to be true, it has to be true in every instant. If there is any morality that's universally true, then moral relativism is false, right? Because you can't have both. You either have relativism or you have constants. So this is my argument. This is what I want to give you guys. This is a really important and effective argument that I've never heard countered. If moral relativism is true, when is it okay to institute race-based slavery? When is it okay to commit genocide? When is it okay to do what Hitler did? When is it okay to rape an infant? Now, these are very, very grotesque and horrible, horrible things, which is my point. It's never okay for any of those to occur, ever. There's never a time where rape is acceptable. There's never a time where genocide is acceptable. Racism is wrong, period. And if these are true, then moral relativism is false, right? Really important argument. And I know this is a little bit, you know, it's a little complicated, you know, it is what it is, but I really want to drive this one home for you guys, right? And it's very effective against leftists, because when a leftist tells you that moral relativism is real, just say, okay, so you're okay with racism? What? Well, you're okay with racism. And they'll say, well, of course I'm not okay with racism. How about sexism? Are you okay with that? No, no. Well, I thought you said there's moral relativism. There is. Well, then you can't believe that racism is universally wrong. Maybe my truth is that racism's okay. It's not okay. See, this is the thing. Moral relativism is a fallacy. It's not okay. There are certain things that are just never okay. And so you can turn the leftist argument on them. Now, once they've admitted that moral relativism isn't a thing, you follow that up. Now, by the way, I want to warn you all, you're going to be triggering the snowflakes with this. So if any of you are snowflakes, if you're in college and you're listening to this, well, you might want to pause it, because this is just going to trigger you, because we've already probably triggered you by telling you that moral relativism doesn't exist. I hate to break it to you, there are rights and wrongs. And you know, so, but it's going to get worse now. Ready? Okay, so I've given you a warning. If you need to mute or pause, you know, okay. If there are moral constants in this universe, where would they come from if not God? What? Well, let's think this through. I can't define God because he's God. I'm not capable of defining him, nor would I limit him. But God's a conscience. He's a consciousness. There's some sort of a consciousness. That's where morality would come from. It's got to come from somewhere. I can't pick it up. I can't grab it. It's not a rock. It's not a piece of something that I can pick up and hold. If morality is constant and universal, it has to come from a conscience. That would be God. I think moral relativism is the strongest argument for God. Since it doesn't exist, morality has to come from somewhere. And where could it come from but from God? This is a truly, truly powerful argument in my mind. And I love, love, love that I can use it against the leftists. I can use it against the liberals. You can't argue with this, because if you're going to tell me that moral relativism is real, then you must believe in racism. You must believe that rape is okay. You must be able to justify anything you want to do, because without God, all those things might be right in some case. See, I believe in God, so I don't think those things are right ever. I don't think you should ever be a bigot. I don't think you should ever be hateful. I don't think rape is ever okay. I don't think child predators are ever okay. But I'm happy to tell you, I don't believe in moral relativism either. And I don't, and I do believe in God. So over these holidays, if you keep seeing liberals, leftists, if you keep seeing people in your family or, you know, wherever, or if you're, you know, back in school, if you're young, to take Russia's phrase, young skull full of mush, and going to deal with a bunch of leftist lunatics, ask those leftist lunatics when it's okay to be a racist. Once they get done running to their safe space, you can know that you've triggered them in a way that may actually force them to think. So that's kind of an interesting thing. I think it's a really important. I'm sure I will talk about that argument a lot over the years, because it's really, really a crucial, crucial thing. By the way, did any of you notice the extreme global warming over Christmas? Global warming, it was terrible, terrible, terrible in Ohio. In Ohio, We saw temperatures down to 6 below for like 2 days. Huge winter storm. One of the coldest Christmases in like 40 years. Just horrible global warming occurring everywhere. It was unbelievable. In fact, I think Governor Hochul, the idiot from New York, is it Hochul? Was she the whoever the idiot is up in New York, was talking about climate change causing this these terrible storms. You notice that it's climate change when it's not global warming? Has anybody noticed that, right? It used to be global warming. Remember, we had the ozone hole back in the 90s, and that kind of went away. Then we had global warming, and you know there was an inconvenient truth by Al Gore, and it was truly inconvenient. The world was going to end, I think, in 2015, was it? And, well, as you can see, it didn't, but you know, that was an inconvenient truth for Al Gore, but he'd already made billions of dollars off the climate change fraud. So, but it's climate change when it's not global warming. The global warming, I don't know. By the way, I want to call out the left, the climate change people who are trying to deny Alaskan tourism. I'm in favor of climate change. If we get enough global warming, just think what that would do to the tourism business in Alaska. I mean, you know, the season would be longer, things would be more pleasant. I don't know what these people have against Alaska tourism, but I'm just being a little funny here, folks. The climate change fraud, though, brought to you by the same people that are supporting the COVID fraud and all the other fraud, it's nonsense. You know, this is why. Did any of you guys see here in the last few months they talked a bit about the left is saying that they own science now? Well, the reason that they're trying to own science is not because they want to be smarter than anybody else, but because they want to control the message. That's what global warming's about. You know, you just make up stuff as a justification for legislation and political action that is completely unpopular and nobody wants. That's what that's about. Without being able to control the science narrative, none of the COVID stuff would have happened. Without being able to control the narrative, about global warming, you know, there wouldn't be the Green New Deal that we've passed or the omnibus bill that Mitch McConnell loves and is supporting, even though it's a disaster for America. Controlling the narrative related to science is really a key thing. And the thing is what they do is they say, well, it's too complicated. You just don't understand it. And so don't question it. This is how they're attacking free speech and how they're going to manipulate us in the future is through the use of fake science. So that's coming. We're gonna keep defeating it here, but that ties into what we were talking about, right? There are absolute rights and absolute wrongs. There are truths in this universe. One of the truths is that if you're a liar, you know, you're untrustworthy. And once you've lied to me 5 million times, I've quit trusting you, and I'm not going to trust you. We were lied to over and over in COVID. We were lied to over and over with regards to climate change. We've been lied to about the elections. We've been lied to about everything. And as we're watching these people admit how much they lie, people seem to be failing to connect the dots. First of all, if you know, same people keep lying about these same things, why would you ever trust them again? But second of all, and equally importantly, is it demonstrates the need for universal morality to be recognized. There is right and wrong, and we need to teach it, and we need to talk about it. Lying is a bad thing. It just is, because it sows distrust, it causes problems. I mean, put the moral aspects of it aside, it causes problems in relationships. You can't communicate with people if they can't trust you. Morality is a core tenet here underlying this. And you know, the problems caused by lying are manifestly demonstrate the truth that there are certain moralities and certain morals that need to be pushed and need to be taught and need to be out there. It's a critical, critical thing. So I mentioned that that I was kind of, you know, fighting off a little bit of a cold over the weekend, and it was just a little bit off, right? Well, along with my Cofix, I also cranked up my Genesis HOCL, right? Because if I had something, I didn't want to spread it. Genesis HOCL, if you use the America Out Loud code at checkout or click on the banner ad, you'll get a huge discount on this. This is an atomizer, right? So what's an atomizer? This machine actually takes this special solution and blasts it into the air. And what that does is that solution gets in the air and it kills germs in the air, actually kills them. That way you aren't spreading your germs. It's a really, really neat thing. So, yeah, you use your Cofix and it cleans out your sinuses, and you use your Genesis HOCL and it makes sure that while you're fighting whatever it is that you're fighting, you're not spreading it to everybody. It's a great thing. It's a great idea. And I want to urge you guys to check it out. So click on the banner ad, use America Out Loud, support our sponsors. It's what keeps us moving. So I want to finish with this. There is morality. Morality is not relative. It's not subjective. There are certain things that are just right or wrong. We need to remember that, and we need to fight for it. And if we can get some of that right and wrong back in our country, we'll see success. It would be right for the Donald to talk about the failure that the COVID jabs are and the lies that were told to him about them. It would be right for the people who have lied and lied and made billions of dollars to tell us the truth about these jabs. It would be right for you to keep listening to this show so that we can keep hammering those people. Thank you all. See you next time.